The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today, and we're coming to you live from the BMW Championship at Conway Farms in Lake Forest, Illinois. It is round three of the FedEx Cup playoffs. There's only this and the Tour Championship left before the new FedEx Cup champion will be named, and we all kind of have a hunch that we think we might know who it's going to be, but you know what? There have been surprises in the past. It normally comes out of a small group, and maybe that'll happen again. Certainly the top five going to the Tour Championship, as we all know, control their destiny, and it normally comes out of that group, but we'll see. We'll see what happens, and here at Conway Farms, a lot of things could change as far as the top five or the top 10 guys going into the Tour Championship. So we're going to talk quite a bit, obviously, about the BMW Championship. We'll have Vince Pellegrino join us a little bit later. He is the tournament director here at the BMW and has been for, I believe, since they've been doing the BMW Championships, 2011. We'll find out for sure, but I believe that's right. We also have Will Backus join us. Will has been on with us before. As a matter of fact, we all met Will back at the Masters a couple of months ago, and he is with Canoe Golf Shoes. He's the brand manager with Canoe Golf Shoes, those really cool boat golf shoes that we've talked about. They've now got canvas golf shoes as well, so a different style, if you will, and some really cool stuff and neat apparel, golf shirts and hats and all kinds of sweatshirts and neat things. So Will be joining us. I believe he's from his home somewhere in the Boston area. So we'll get Will on here in just a little bit. And you heard the amber tones of Frank Bassett in the background join us, as always, from Nashville. How you doing, Frank?
Sorry, I was getting excited. Talking about all the new swag that we're sucking up for.
All the cool stuff we're going to have.
Hey, buddy, how is it in Chi-Town? You've been on the golf course Chicago for the past place. 2 days.
A couple of days, I played a little bit of golf with my son. We got to play at Butler National, and thank you to Steve Johnson with Hank Haney Golf for hooking us up to get on Butler National. Not an easy place to get on at all. And then today, our good friend Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort got us on a place called the Glen Club, which is in Glenview, Illinois, actually about 20 minutes from Lake Forest, where we're here at Conway Farm. So a very convenient golf course and a very challenging golf course as well. So, yeah, a couple of great rounds at some beautiful golf courses. So thanks to everybody at Butler National and the Glen Club as well for hooking us up and letting us get out and play a little bit and have some fun.
Extra large. You did get me shirts, right, at both courses.
Oh, we'll put in our order here. Yeah, we get Will on the phone.
I'm talking about Butler National and Conway Farms. And, you know, you're out traveling, and I don't have any new PGA Tour shirts. So what am I going to wear next week? I'll be at the Tour Championship next week. So that'll be fun. Well, it's got to be exciting up there. This is it, man. This is the countdown to the trophy. The Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup, and oh my gosh, I'm excited.
Fred Albers just walked in.
Tell Fred, wave him on over, get him on the headset.
Grab Fred. Hang on, he's in the middle of doing something.
It doesn't matter.
We'll have to ambush him.
Ambush Fred. I do it all the time. We'll get Brendan on, and Brendan can do his Lou Holtz imitation, and Fred will think he's on with Holtz again. We have a lot of fun. Hey, I wish I was there with you, pal.
The course, by the way, is looking spectacular. I don't think that Conway Farms will ever challenge, you know, Oakmont and some of the greatest golf courses as far as people having a hard time breaking par and all that kind of stuff. I think the scores will be relatively low. It's a fairly open golf course, more of a rolling hills, kind of a Midwest links, if you will, a Heartland course, as I like to call it. So if you miss the fairways, you're in the long hay, and that's your problem. Not a lot of trees, quite a bit of water on this golf course, but just immaculate condition. It is just in beautiful shape. We talked about this earlier, Frank. I think even in the last week we were talking about when I was heading here that the fairways are probably rolling 9 to 10. On a stent meter. I mean, the fairways are so tight. They're not quite like your bathroom tiles in your floor.
The
greens are 12s and 13s, but the fairways are unbelievably tight. But lush, I mean, they're thick. If you're on the fairway, you're fine. And, of course, that's what these guys are used to playing. But I'm just saying it's in a beautiful condition. I walked the golf course yesterday and a little bit today. And, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous golf course.
Real quick, how is the Ma Matthews Bed and Breakfast?
It has been very nice staying with
nice
Big Mama.
That? Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's good
she's,
stuff.
Uh, Yeah, she's always offering to cook. Isn't that what moms do?
Oh, God.
Are you hungry?
I miss my mother.
No,
oh,
mom.
Man.
Mom, no, I'm not hungry. I'm okay. You got to keep telling her because she's like... She's like, she doesn't, you can say all you want, she doesn't listen to you.
My mother-in-law does that, but she's really old. God bless her sweetheart. Yeah. She fixed a meatloaf for me a few months ago and I ate it, but whew, oh goodness, I guess. Yeah. So now I cook for her.
They don't like no for an answer.
No, they don't.
It's like you're offending them. And I'm like, Mom, I'm just stuffed. I'm full. I just came from dinner. I'm okay. But I will have, you know, you got to say it in a nice way because otherwise she's like offended. Okay, yeah. If you don't want me to, I got some spaghetti and meatballs. I could heat it up right now.
You remember that old commercial, don't mess around with Mother Nature? Remember that old TV commercial?
Yeah.
That's kind of
like,
don't mess around with mothers or mother-in-laws when they get to that age because.
When they want to cook, they want to cook.
Plus, they'll cut you out of the
make
will,
you happy.
You know? Cut you right out of the will.
Don't want that. I don't want that to happen. So everything's good. Everything's good. And so, the reason I stay with my mom is because I grew up right in this area. My mom's house, my old house, is 15 minutes from Conway Farms.
Wow.
So it's a very easy place to, you know, get to touch base. I had dinner last night with my son and my brother and his wife and his two kids. So, yeah, it's kind of old home week. Get to see some of my family. So it's really cool. Really cool. No, we kept mom in the basement, and,
great. I hope she doesn't listen to this show.
We went to a late dinner, and, mom had already eaten. Mom has dinner now, whether
four.
It's a blue light special or not. Yeah, she has dinner about five.
Yeah.
So we
Golden
had dinner.
Golden Corral,
eight,
baby. Golden Corral.
She was done. Yeah, it was,
oh,
we
geez.
Asked her, but she was already ready for, hit the head. Cause she, my mom, you know, a good Catholic woman, my mom goes to Mass every morning, Frank.
Oh wow!
Not every Sunday.
Good for her.
Every morning.
You know,
every morning.
She's probably praying for you and I.
Praying for me. Yeah. And so we're covered. We're covered.
Oh gosh.
And so she's at Mass at like 5 every morning. I think it's 5 or 5:30.
Wow.
She's out of the house.
Well, good for her.
Because by the time I get up at like 6:30, she's coming back home.
So you're telling me your mother's a heavy drinker?
That's your dad. Did I mention that? Yeah. Did I say that part?
She
makes her own wine.
Please, Lord, I'm not being sacrilegious. I was just playing. Just joking.
No.
You know? Anyway.
Mom will imbibe. Yeah, mom will have a couple of cocktails.
Good for her.
Good Catholic woman. She loves her wine, you know, red wine.
Oh, boy.
Her sacrament wine.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what sacrament it is, but yeah, she's got her wine going, so.
Not Mad Dog
2020. Hey, let's get Will in here. You want to call Will? We got Will on the line?
I think Will's on the line. Will Bacchus from Canoes. Will, you
there? Will, you there?
Hey, fellas.
Hey,
Frank,
buddy.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. Will Bacchus, by the way, is the brand manager for Canoes Golf Shoes, and they've been in business for a couple of years, and we met him back at the Masters. And he introduced us to those very cool boat shoes. We've all seen boat shoes for years and years that we've all worn, whether casually or in college or whatever. And the company started because the founder, or one of the founders, decided he wanted to play golf in those shoes. Then he went home and designed a way to put spikes, soft spikes, in the bottom of boat shoes. Boom, Canoes was born. Now you have canvas shoes, and you guys are just taking over the golf world. Will, how's everything going with the Canoes? Everything going well for you?
Yeah, Tim, thanks. It's going really well. We're coming off a very exciting weekend for the company. We designed a custom shoe for the Walker Cup team went over really, really well with the staff and with the players themselves. We met some of the guys from the USGA. One of the fellows, Robbie Zelsnick, who runs the U.S. Amateur and Team USA for the Walker Cup team, saw the custom boat shoe that we did for the U.S. Senior Open, which was up at Salem Country Club in Peabody, Mass. And he said, man, these things are fantastic. And we do the same kind of thing with the canvas shoe. So, of course, I immediately said yes and then went and figured out how to do it. And we sent them out there. We got them all done, and the response was really fantastic. We were really excited, and, boy, Team USA had a great win. Some of the play out there from those kids was just unbelievable.
Yes. So Spider Miller is wearing your shoes. You're telling me that?
He was, yeah.
Great.
At least several days when I saw some of the imagery that the – you know, they were gathering on social media out there, and it was really great to see. It was a proud and exciting, and quite frankly, a little bit of a nervous moment too. There's a lot of nervous energy when you're at that kind of stage, and we were happy that the team performed so well. And like I said, the golf was great. I don't know how much you guys saw, but when I tuned into the coverage, it was a little bit delayed here on the East Coast from when it was played at LACC. But the opening matches was the foursome, so alternate shot, and the U.S. kids went out and were four under. After the first four holes.
You know, Spider. I'm sorry. Yeah, Spider's, you know, Spider's a friend, and I will tell you, he said that, you know, he was disappointed in the slow start that they received overseas a couple of years ago. So he said, we're going to go out hard and fast. And, boy, they did. You're right. Well, they
put a rest to the slow start. I mean, to first of all, to go 400 after four when you're, you know, in your regular Saturday afternoon match with your buddies is, you know, it's a very rare feat. To do it on that kind of stage is even rarer. But an alternate shot where you're not really playing, at least one of the guys is not playing his own ball, you know, the brand. And it's just amazing. And it kind of kick-started the whole weekend for the team, and it was just great to see.
Yeah, it had to be the shoes, you know. It had to be you guys. I'll tell you, shoes, we were at Azalea House for the Masters.
Just a very small part in their weekend.
Yeah, we were at the Azalea House for the Masters, and, Will, you gave Tim and I shoes and Masters Green, which are really bad cool that I've just trashed and worn out because I wear them all the time. They're great off the golf course, and this isn't a commercial for you. It's just my personal opinion. I wear them all the time, and I used to wear that brand that they call it, started with a top something. But yours with the cleats in it, I mean, they're great for just walking around and walking out on the course. I'm at a lot of tournaments, and I wear those instead of golf shoes at the tournaments because they're comfortable and they grip, so I don't slide down the side of the hills when I'm trying to go from, you know, fairway to green to whatever and running around. So yeah, we love your product, man. It's really good stuff. And y'all aren't a sponsor of ours. You don't endorse us or we whatever. I'm just telling you from personal experience. I like your product. So there you go.
Well, thank you, Frank. And you're as subtle as ever. I'll get a new pair in the mail to you later this week.
No, that's really that. You don't have to do that. I need three.
we'll saw right through that. I don't need that arm. 11.5. Thank you very much.
I'm not. I'm a 9.5. There you go.
Frank wanted, you know, wanted yellow. Will, but you guys don't make yellow, do you?
Not yet.
I don't know why he wanted yellow.
Suggestion box, though.
Yeah, put that in there. I'll take anything I can get in those shoes because they really are great. I mean, seriously, I really like your product.
And Will, you know, tell us about the canvas now, too, because you make the canvas shoe. That's a whole different style for you guys.
What is that about?
Yeah, you know, it was the idea of one of the founders of the company, and we were having a fair amount of success with our flagship style, the boat shoe, and we didn't want to be stagnant. He thought this might be a good alternative. You know, it's sort of a Sperrier Vans type style that, you know, we made a couple, we think, improvements on both on the interior and exterior of the shoe. And we put our patented, you know, golf spike outsole on the bottom. And, you know, the boat shoe is still the, you know, that's our anchor tenant for a style with the brand. But, boy, not for long. The canvas shoe feedback has been just off the charts. It's neat to track some of the sales, which I do on occasion. And we find that about 15% of the people who order the canvas shoes come back within about 60 days and they order another pair in a different color because they like them so much.
That's sweet. That is
yeah.
sweet.
They're really, really nice.
When are you going to be back out where we'll run into each other? Tour championship possibly or no?
It's possible. I was actually keeping an eye out for you guys at the Dell where I was a couple weeks ago, which I guess kind of makes sense with the company based in Boston. And I was at one of our expo booths there, and it was Thursday afternoon, given the Friday start for that tournament. And sometime in the afternoon, I look up and a guy's kind of coming through into the booth. And I look up and it was David Faraday.
Oh, Lord. He wanted some shoes?
And he said, you know what? I need a favor. I'm such an idiot. I literally didn't pack my golf shoes for this trip. Can I take a look at what you got? And I said, well, yeah, sure, of course. But you know, you're also aware there's a full pro shop right across the street here. They've got plenty. And he said, you know what? I was in there. I really don't like anything to have to offer. These things look great. So we helped him out and, you know, saw him on the course on Friday when he was out on the course doing his job. And then I kind of thought, you know, that's really nice. And it was kind of cool to see him and meet him. You know, I'm a fan of his on the show and stuff. I thought, you know, the litmus test would really be on Sunday and Monday. If he's still got the shoes on then, that's a real testament to the comfort and the quality. But, you know, boy, he's got 4 days now to have some NBC staffer run out to work, whatever store and get him some new stuff. And sure enough, on Sunday and Monday, he had the canoes on, and it was great to see.
Really?
Nice.
That's good.
There you go.
What color did he get?
He got the blue ones, which we call the Patriot shoe, and, you know, in Boston, not so creatively. But he said he loved them. He said, you know, even when he's standing on the, you know, the mounds and the tall fescue and walking around, he said, they haven't given me a single issue. I love them. I can't wait to play golf in them. So it was, that was kind of neat to
see. That's cool.
And we're very happy about it for sure.
Well, that's what I told you. I mean, I meant it when I said it. I wear them when I'm out on around the course and working and doing, you know, PGA Tour Radio, Golf Talk America, whatever. And they're great. So, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, we got to see you out there. I wish you were going to be in Atlanta next week for the Tour Championship. Of course, Tim is there in Chicago this week. I kind of skipped Chicago. We only had one Kevlar vest between the two of us. So we had to be careful.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Not so subtle rip on Chicago.
I'm kidding. I love Chicago. Don't like
sure
the mayor,
you do.
But I like Chicago.
Sure you do. Sure
I do
you
like
do.
Chicago.
Hey, by the way, we're talking with Will Backus. He's the brand manager for Canoes Golf Shoes. You want to check out their website because we're talking about these, and you're probably really curious. What do these look like or what would they be like? Canoes.com. It's C-A-N-O-O-S. Canoes.com is the website to not only see the two different, the boat style and the canvas, but also you got some pretty cool apparel too, Will. You guys got golf shirts and hoodies and golf hats and some really cool things for people to wear. I'm not saying you're necessarily going to challenge Nike next year in sales, but you guys got a little bit of everything and it's all pretty cool. So my hat's off to the designers of all of the things you have on the website because it's much more than just shoes. Even though that is your anchor, you guys have become much more than just a golf shoe company.
Yeah, we like to offer a couple things as add-ons, not just, you know, we've got, you know, kind of some accessories like head covers and the, you know, golf bag pouches. But we also try to offer some lifestyle accessories for apparel, shirts, sweatshirts, hats, like you mentioned. And, we try to, you know, have comfort be number one and really just make it so, again, you can wear the shoes with your apparel on and off the course and just let people have not necessarily a one-stop shop for anything, but certainly some things to, I think, maybe purchase they haven't had before, in some, you know, texture and fabric and materials. So we're really happy with that. And again, the repeat purchases have spoken for themselves. So we're very proud of that.
You're obviously a big golfer too, Will. And you've texted me a few different times about tournaments you're playing in back there in Boston, wearing your canoes, but also playing very well. So let's talk a little golf. Who you like this week at the BMW Championship? Who you got your eye on?
Well, the Cleveland Indians have won 20 in a row as we're talking right now. The Jacksonville Jaguars are undefeated. So maybe I think I'm out of the prediction business right now. I mean, maybe Robert Streb's going to win in a runaway. I don't know.
Oh, I hope he doesn't hear that.
It is. You know, it is a hard day to predict.
It's so upside down. I think the real winner for this, you know, for this whole, you know, 5 week event and the format has got to be the committee that put the point system together, because it's certainly the guys who people most want to see are at the top right now with Jordan, Dustin, right, and Justin. And, you know, I think they maybe over-manipulate some of the tee times at the start of the week to put those guys together. That's just a personal opinion. But I think that, however, you know, and this has always been a work in progress for the many years that they've done it. And I think it's great for the game. I think it'll be maybe even a little bit better when they change the schedule next year to have a bit more focus on this and maybe a few more eyeballs away from both pro and college football. But I just think one of those three guys is going to be in the mix on Sunday. It's tough to find an argument against it.
Yeah, those three guys have been dominating for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and it is hard to argue. Although, there's always, as we said earlier, I said last week, I go, you know, John Rahm and Paul Casey have both been playing consistently well, just not finishing. It kind of comes to Sunday, and Sunday, let's be honest, in today's world, and that's what's great is if you're a golf fan, come Sunday, somebody's going to shoot a 65, 66, and that's what you have to do. So everybody goes into Sunday. Nobody can play it safe. Nobody can say if you're wanting to win, you need to do something. Or in some of these guys' cases, you want to get in the final 30 to go visit with Frank in Atlanta next week. You got to do something. You've got to be a gambler. And that's what's great about it. You can't play it safe. Guys have to go for par fives. Guys have to go for greens and par threes and make some nice birdie putts. And the winner, I think, is the fans who get to see all this great golf because it has been very exciting golf, and Jordan Spieth has done very well, everything but win the last couple of weeks. But you're right, these are the guys that everybody wants to see, and this is who we're seeing. So it has been really, really exciting. And maybe one day, Will, we'll see some of these same guys we're talking about wearing your golf shoes. Is that a possibility? Could that happen ever, maybe?
Well, maybe ever. You know, when I came on board some time ago, I told the whole team, our goal is not to be on the, you know, CBS telecast on Sunday afternoon. You know, if it happens, that's great. But if it doesn't, that's fine. That's not what we're here to do. We just want to design and provide a nice casual functional golf shoe that's just not your father's FootJoy. And it's, you know, we're not going to replace them. We don't intend to. And, you know, we're very happy with the modest success we've had and a lot of the great consumer feedback that's come our way.
Yep, there you go. And you've had it. And now you've got two more people that are endorsing. Not that you need you, Frank, and I to tell you how great these are, but they're very, very comfortable shoes. It was great meeting you back at the Masters, and we've obviously stayed in touch since then. And we appreciate your time today. We appreciate all the new styles and things that you guys are doing. And again, Frank is a 9.5. I guess did he make that clear? I don't know if he did or not. Trying to get that in there subtly, Frank, before we say goodbye.
He doesn't have my new address.
Oh man, where's he going to send them?
Oh, we can't say that on the air.
We'll have to figure that one out.
They'll bomb our studio.
But you, me, and David Faraday, Frank, will be the unofficial endorsers.
Hey, that's good by me.
Of canoes, so there you go. Hey, Will, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much, and continued success with the company, okay?
Thanks so much, guys. Enjoy the golf this weekend.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.
We'll do it. All right. Will Backus, again, brand manager with Canoes Golf Shoes. The website, canoes.com, canoos.com.
Now that he's gone, now that he's off the air,
cool. Yes.
They are. They really are good shoes. I think they really, really are. I'm not joking.
No.
The old folks at the Topsider Company.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't buy them anymore.
That's kind of what they look like. And as you said, they look like Vans. The other ones, the canvas ones look like Vans. So anybody familiar with that style of shoe, this is what and you just put little soft spikes on the bottom.
Man.
But the beauty of it is that you can't even feel it. Yeah, it's not like you know there's soft spikes. So you can wear those into the 19th hole and wear them on Saturday when you go to Costco.
No, it freaks people out when you cross your legs and they go, God, there's spikes in the bottom of that. Well, yeah, they're soft spikes, but they grip.
You have no idea.
I've worn them on this new carpet of mine in my office, and they don't drag the carpet or pull anything. Anyway, enough about that. It's great, but wait a minute. Hold on.
Before you take a break,
just I want to say one thing about the fact that you're at the Ma Matthews Bed and Breakfast, and I'm here in rainy, Irma-infested Nashville still. I'm not playing golf, and you are. And you're playing music in the background, so there. You must want to go to break.
What's your point?
I'm not going to make it now.
God.
I forgot. I was watching
was
the movie.
There.
I've got the movie Christine on the background here in the studio. I turned to look at it. Never mind.
We'll take a break because I'm going to try to track down Fred Elbers. I think he's getting a bite to eat. So let me see if I can track Fred down and see if he's got a minute that he could come in here and join us. And then we also have Vince Pellegrino, the tournament director, going to be joining us here shortly, too. So got a lot of stuff happening, Frank. And let's take a break, and we'll be back in just a second. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett with you. I'm coming to you from the BMW Championship at Conway Farms in Lake Forest, the third round of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Frank, of course, in the Nashville studios. And joining us right here in the media center at Conway Farms is Vince Pellegrino. He is the BMW Tournament Director. And we do appreciate, Vince, you being with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm doing incredible. We had a great week so far, starting out with a pro-am and a good few days of weather, it looks like.
Kind of running around like a chicken with your head cut off right now?
That's what we do.
That's what we do. And you've been doing this for how long? Since 11?
Well, I started with the Western Golf Association as an intern in 98.
Wow.
And so then, came the tournament director probably about 5 years ago.
Yep. And you've done a great job. I don't have to tell you that because this tournament is put on. We go to a lot of tournaments, but this is put on as well as any tournament we ever go to. And it doesn't hurt that there's some really cool cars all over this place, too.
really neat cars.
Is it Ricky Fowler doing something with a BMW today?
Rory McIlroy is.
Rory.
So he's delivering one of the BMW's new cars to a person who bought the vehicle. He's going to deliver it. I don't want to give everything away right now, but he's going to deliver it to him at the golf course here somehow.
Like on the fairway or something like that. So it's a pretty cool car.
Well, and, they're giving away cars, too. If you get a hole-in-one, they've got a fan challenge out at the driving range where spectators can hit balls and win a 2-year lease on a new BMW. So there's a lot of interactive displays out on the golf course.
So now that we're talking about BMW, what kind of interaction is there with sponsors and with you and how that all works? Because it obviously is a necessity. Tournaments have to have tournament sponsors and pay the bills and do all the things you have to do. You certainly seem to have a really good relationship with BMW.
Yeah, we do. They've been an incredible sponsor for the Western Golf Association and hosting the BMW Championship. And yeah, I mean, it's integral to hosting the events and making sure that the spectators, they engage the spectators and make sure they have a great experience. You know, one of the neat things they're doing this week is they've got a relationship with Top Golf and they've brought it to the championship. So it's a Top Golf Crush. And so spectators can hit golf balls on the driving range into targets, and you know the Top Golf that's all over America right now, bringing it to a championship for the first time, where spectators can hit golf balls and hit five shots and win prizes. So it's really cool. It engages the spectators, and they love it, and they give away prizes, and it's just really cool interactive display.
Yeah, it is one of the, like I said, and Frank, you were at the BMW last year in Indiana, correct?
Yes, Crooked Stick. I met Vince there. Yeah. I've met him before, but yeah, we saw Vince there, had him on, and also Jason Conander and everybody. Yeah.
And so BMW just does a phenomenal job, and as you guys do too, the whole tournament, because it is so much, there's so much interactive stuff going on, and there's like wine tastings, and I mean, there's a little bit of everything at this golf.
Yeah.
So for people out there that have a chance to go to a golf tournament, if you're trying to pick one, I highly recommend the BMW because A, it's one of the playoff matches, so it's going to be high caliber golfers and a lot of intense golf going on and a lot at stake. But it is so much fun. You just walk around and your head's on a pivot the whole time, at a swirl, because you're looking at all the cool things you can do when you're here at the golf tournament.
One of the good things too is essentially they've really embraced the Evan Scholars Foundation with everything they do. Now, you know, they obviously have really cool interactive displays, but for instance, they've got a putting challenge and you know, to win prizes. But if you want a second chance at a putt, you can donate to the Evan Scholars Foundation and get another chance. So, I mean, they work the scholarship program in. They've, you know, since 2007, they've helped us raise over $24 million for the program. And so they've really embraced it and been a true partner for the scholarship fund.
Who don't know what the Evans Scholarship Fund is, which there are very few people who don't, but for some of maybe our listeners who don't know, Vince, tell us a little bit about the Evans Scholarship and what it does.
Yeah, so the Western Golf Association is the host organization for the BMW Championship. All proceeds of the tournament benefit the Evans Scholars Foundation, which, in a sense, is a caddy scholarship. It's been since its inception in 1930, we've given away over 11,000 scholarships to deserving, needy caddies. So you've got a caddy for a minimum of 2 years. You have to have financial need. You have to have good grades, and a great character. And so, each year, you know, this year alone, we sent 960 kids are in school this fall on Evans scholarships, and you can imagine what that tuition bill is, and it ain't going down anytime soon. So, you know, the more money we can raise from the BMW Championship will help us achieve that our goal to get 1,000 kids in school by the year 2020. So, you know, events like today, the Gardner Heidrick Pro-Am will go a long way in raising that money to help us fund the scholarship.
We're talking again with Vince Pellegrino. He's the BMW Championship Tournament Director here at Conway Farms. Did you get a chance to catch any of the golf? I mean, as we were saying, top seven
there's
golfers.
There's a golf tournament going on.
There happens to be a golf tournament in the middle of this party that we're throwing. It is great golf out there and a lot of things at stake. Like I said, the Tour Championship is coming up, and who's going to win the grand prize? Who's going to win this tournament? $1.5 million first prize, blah, blah, blah. It goes on. Do you get a chance to experience any of that, or you've got to be behind the scenes all the time?
Well, I mean, I do a little bit. You know, I mean, I'll go out to the first tee and capture a little bit of that. Obviously, we want to make sure that the spectator experience is premium and that everybody has a good time out here. So I don't catch a lot of golf out here just because we're working to make sure that everybody else can have a good experience on site. But, you know, we'll catch a little bit. And obviously down the stretch on that Sunday afternoon, you know, we'll take in a little bit.
And how much do you look at the forecast? Because weather plays a huge role in any golf event. And it seems like this year there's been a lot of weather that's affected golf. I think the forecast looks really good. But it's got to be one of those tense things last week, or you're trying to get a 2 week forecast, and you're like, that's never accurate. I don't know. Is that hurricane going to get this far north? Who knows?
Believe me, I look at the weather every day. Yeah. I look at the weather. I mean, the Monday after this tournament, I'm going to look at the weather for next year's tournament. But no, I'm just in all reality, you can't help. I mean, you can only the thing about it is you can only control what you can control. You can't control the weather, but you still look at it and you hope for the best and you prepare for the worst. But you know, it looks like it's really good so far. And leading up to the championship, the weather was just ideal. It helps with obviously the build, but also getting the golf course to where the PGA Tour wants it for the best players in the world. So, I mean, you know, the golf course is just in impeccable condition right now. We've had some really cool nights and warmer days, and it's just really kind of ideal growing conditions, and they can get the golf course, you know, to where they want it, firm, fast, which is where it's at already.
And I was going to ask you about that, too. So when you bring it up, how do you work interacting not only with BMW, but then you've got to interact with Conway Farms and superintendents and people that are going to be actually putting the course in the shape you want? Is it all left up to them? Who makes decisions on even pin placements, but how fast the greens are going to play, all that different stuff? Is it all left up to the
PGA Tour? I mean, they run the competition. You know, I like to say the Western Golf Association does everything outside the ropes, and the PGA Tour handles the competition itself. But it's a true partnership between Conway Farms, PGA Tour, and the Western Golf Association, and everybody's works great together. And you know, the PGA Tour has got an idea where they want to get this golf course, and it's there. I mean, I feel like it's there from what I've heard from the players. I mean, they think it's really good right now, and it's just it's at a point right now where it's peaking, which is what they wanted to do. And you know, the tour's been great. I mean, they've worked with Conway Farms, you know, for the past couple of years, and it just doesn't happen overnight. I mean, the golf course doesn't get to where it is in a week. It takes years of preparation and planning to how you're going to prepare the golf course on a week in and week out basis in order to get to a point where it's at for these top players.
Hey Vince, speaking of the Western Golf Association, I want to back up just a moment, because last year at Crooked Stick on the range, you had a chair with, of course, the Western Golf Association jacket that was draped over the chair to honor one of your longtime members who had passed away. Tell us a little. That was just so touching for the players that knew him, and for all of us too. Tell us just a little bit about what happened last year. That was a really neat story.
Well, we've got Western Golf Association directors, we call them our green coats, that represent the WGA at their clubs throughout the country. And they help us fundraise. They help us promote caddying. They promote the Evan Scholars Foundation. And many people know who are listening. Gary Planos, who was a longtime WGA director, Evan Scholar alumni, lived in Hawaii. He was the mayor. He was the mayor of the Maui, essentially, and tournament director out there. But he was also an Evan Scholar alum and a WGA director. And every year he'd fly to Chicago and he would work the range and he would help us out and prepare for the guys to be comfortable. And he was a welcoming face, and Gary was just an incredible partner of Western Golf and a true friend to me personally. And he had passed away the year before, and you know, it was the first year at Crooked Stick without Gary on the range, so in person. So we felt like we needed to do something in tribute to him, so we had a range sign with Gary's name on it and his green coat, because Gary always had the green coat on. I mean, it could be 110 degrees and Gary had I think his shirt probably disintegrated underneath the green coat, but he always had it on, and he loved the game. He loved the Evan Scholars Foundation, and he was truly missed by a lot of the players and us, and we had a tribute to him last year, and it was great.
Yeah, it was very touching. It really was.
By the way, probably a very naive question, but for people that are out there wondering, the Western Golf Association, you're in Chicago. What's so Western about Chicago? But is it, I'm asking, because there's some very, very old golf courses in Chicago, because most golf started, like the rest of the country, in New England and New York and on the East Coast. Was this West back then?
Well, 1899 was West. I mean, that was it.
You know? As far west as you could get, is that
right? I mean, developed country with golf courses. That was West.
Tim didn't make good grades in school. Just forgive
me. I'm trying to explain to everybody out there.
I think we're about 4 years older than the USGA, and it was an opportunity for those West For us to host golf tournaments, and it started in 1899 with the Western Open and the Western Amateur. You know, we run two other championships besides the Western Open and BMW Championship now, obviously. But the Western Amateur is, you know, it's 1899. The Western Junior is the oldest national junior tournament in the country. So,
yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of history in hosting golf tournaments. But yeah, back then, you know, and fittingly enough.
This was West.
Yeah, fittingly enough, our headquarters are in Golf, Illinois.
Yeah.
Spelled G-O-L-F. So yeah. West was 1899 and you know, but we're a national organization now with spanning from anywhere from, you know, New Jersey and Philadelphia all the way across to we've got a scholarship house at University of Oregon now and sending kids all over the country to school on a scholarship.
I played yesterday at Butler National, which used to host the Western Open,
yep.
Correct?
Absolutely.
Did someone, I'm trying to remember here, Frank, I'm going to show my ignorance again.
Uh-oh.
Did someone win as an amateur the Western Open? Was like Verplank or Mickelson?
It was Verplank.
Scott Verplank.
Yeah,
Verplank.
Yeah, it was actually Verplank,
wow.
And he won it the same year that he won the Western Amateur. So,
oh, is that right?
So in order to,
okay.
You know, so he got into the Western Open via a Western
it was like
amateur
in the 80s
exemption.
Or something, yeah. Right there. Yeah.
And, so it's, we've got a great tradition and history of hosting amateur and professional golf tournaments, and we're pretty proud of it.
So
it's
I have
been
a question.
Phenomenal time.
BMW
is
a great sponsor, as we all know.
Now,
yes. Is there an I-8 on one of the par threes out there?
Yeah, there is. Actually,
oh,
you know, hole number.
Do you want me to steal it for you, Frank?
Yes. God, I love that car.
Drive it off. They'll never know.
Yeah.
They
had it last
year.
Yeah, they
got cars all over the place out here. And they're just so, I mean. It is the ultimate driving machine.
Yes,
I mean, you get
no
in
doubt.
One of those, and it's really awesome. I mean, I'm a little biased, but it's true. You
they
get
told me to get
vehicles,
out.
It's unbelievable.
I climbed in the aisle, and they said, get out.
You're step away from the vehicle.
Yeah, you're spending the night in there. Yeah, I'm not leaving.
Don't worry. I won't spill my glass of wine I had in my hand in the car. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I wish I was there.
We've been joined by Vince Pellegrino. He's the BMW Tournament Director. We know you're very, very busy, and they got you going around talking to a bunch of different people. Thank you for taking time to come and talk with us, and we appreciate it. I know you did a couple years ago when I was here and came in and spoke with us, so we really do appreciate it. Opening our eyes to what's going on with the Western Golf Association, but also with the Evans Scholarship and everything else that's happening here. Best of luck this week. I'm sure it'll be a phenomenally successful tournament, and hopefully you'll get to get out there and see at least a few shots.
I'll see a couple shots, maybe a couple putts at the end. But
maybe
thank you guys, and thanks for all the support, and we're looking forward to a great championship week.
You got
it,
awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you,
Vince. Have fun.
We appreciate it. Thanks so much. Again, that's Vince Pellegrino. He is the tournament director here at the BMW Championship and doing a phenomenal job. And Frank, they are running around. I mean, the poor guy is like prom queen.
I know.
It's like he's got handlers. He's got people taking him everywhere to talk to some other schlub like me. That wants to
don't build yourself up so much.
you're quite a schlub. Yeah, you're not just
you're
a
really,
schlub.
You're a great schlub.
You're a really good
Vince,
schlub.
Vince is a great guy, isn't he? He was a lot of fun last year too. But I did climb in the I-8. They didn't tell me to get out. I'm joking. But boy, what a hot car that is! I could really get in trouble in Nashville in that car.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, just as a sidebar, a little sad thing happened here in Nashville, or not in Nashville, but happened. In country music, and that's Montgomery Gentry issue where we had one of our country music superstars pass away in a helicopter crash. So,
I did hear about that. I didn't know who it was actually, but I did hear somebody.
Rick Gentry. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Rick Gentry, his family, and all the country music. We have a lot of country music people that listen to this show because I ride around town and scream at them and say, "Are you listening to Golf Talk America?" And Vince Gill helps us with that too. He's good about helping promote us. So, but anyway, our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and friends and fans. That was good. He was on his way to play a concert, buddy. On his way to like Buddy Holly situation. On his way to the gig, helicopter goes down. He and the pilot don't know the name. Sorry for that too. So, yeah. Anyway, not to be a downer, but
do you want me? That's fine. Do you want me to? If we can try to wrangle up. Fred Albers, he's sitting over there, but I'm going to have to take a break here so I can put my equipment down and
take a break.
Go check him. You want to do that? Let's
take
do that.
A break. You want to go to break?
See if Fred's got a minute here to spend some time. Fred, of course, one of the guys you hear all the time on PGA Tour Radio and the play-by-play. So let's take a quick break and see if Freddie's got a little bit of time. We're coming to you again live from the BMW Championship, and we're at Conway Farms in Lake Forest, Illinois. And you're listening to Golf Talk America. We'll be back right after this. Stay with us. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you. We're coming to you from Conway Farm, site of the BMW Championship, which will get started tomorrow. And four rounds of what should be compelling and very, very competitive golf. If it's anything like the first two rounds of the FedEx Cup playoffs, the people are in for a big treat here in Lake Forest, Illinois. Joining us now is the one and only Fred Albers from PGA Tour Radio, one of the guys you hear week after week doing the play-by-play on PGA Tour Radio. Freddie, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for asking. Always good to chat with you.
We appreciate it. And this tournament is not unlike a lot of tournaments during the FedEx Cup playoffs, but it seems like we're kind of coming down like a funnel, and the intensity is getting better and better. The first two tournaments, I think, are what everybody wanted, which is big names kind of coming to face each other with great golf. Do you expect a lot of the same again this week?
Well, it seems like everyone's playing well at this time of year, and you don't always get that case with Jordan Spieth and Dustin and Justin. To have the winners and the people in contention, I think it's just a perfect scenario for the golf fan and for the PGA Tour.
And this is kind of, I think, part of what this whole FedEx Cup was set up to be, was not only a culmination to say, okay, here we are, but also people want to see the best against the best, don't they? Just like the old days with Nicklaus and Torino and Watson.
And you
always
see, and it doesn't always happen that way in other sports. You can make the case that, you know, the best baseball team does not win the World Series every year. Probably the NBA is the most consistent. But this season-long competition where you accrue points and then get quadruple points in the playoffs, the past few years since they've constantly tweaked the formula, we've had really exciting finishes. I thought last year, with Rory McIlroy coming from off the pace, was one of the better tour championships I've ever seen.
Is Justin Thomas surprised you at all? And not that everybody that's followed him knew he was good and knew he'd be something at some point, but this has been his breakout year. Did you see it coming at all?
Oh, I think so. I think anyone that follows golf realized his potential. Now, there's a lot of players out here with potential that never reach it. I think the big thing about Justin Thomas is his maturation from the U.S. Open to the PGA Championship, where, you know, he had a record round on Saturday and was unable to follow that up at Erin Hills to win the U.S. Open. On the other hand, you saw him being able to close at the PGA to realize his potential and not back off, to get off to a bad start with a bogey and still to win the tournament. I think that was a huge step forward for him, confident-wise, after what happened at the U.S. Open, to take on that responsibility, embrace it, and come through it. I think he is just playing with an awful lot of confidence right now.
We're talking with Fred Albers with PGA Tour Radio. What about Jordan Spieth? If you could get into his mind a little bit, do you think, is he disappointed to do the runner-up thing a couple of times in a row, or does he feel like, you know, I know I'm right there, and if I'm right there, one of these times I'll break through?
I'd say both of those are very accurate. Jordan is as good a competitor as I've seen any sport, any level. I'm talking NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA. He really burns hot on a golf course. He wants to win so badly every time. And I don't think it makes a difference if he's playing ping pong or playing for the Masters title. I mean, that's just the way he's wired. He is extremely competitive. On the other hand, there's this other side where he's very pragmatic, very realistic, you know, about his chances and understands, you know, you keep finishing second, eventually you're going to win. I liked his quote following the AT&T Byron Nelson. He said, I'm going to play in this championship at a competitive level for the next 25 years. I'm going to win one of those. I mean, it's just going to happen. And you know what? That's true. You know, he just keeps putting himself in position and in position, and eventually good things happen when you do that. I think he's able to burn really hot on the golf course, then step back and say, all right, I didn't win, but I played well enough. If I keep playing at that level, I am going to win.
You've been following the tour for a long, long time. Is this as good of young talent as you've seen in quite some time, or maybe ever?
Well, the thing when Tiger was so good at such a young age, he was so good he eliminated, you know, a lot of the field. Where these guys from the high school class of 2011 are so good and so competitive and have been playing each other for so long, all the way up through the junior ranks in college, and now that has just transferred to the PGA Tour. I think it is a very, very special time in our sport.
How about the distance thing? And we talked about Spieth the last couple of weeks, that he's coming second. Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas, big, long hitters. Not that Spieth is that short, but they're big hitters. Is it a huge difference having that length?
Absolutely, it's a huge difference. Absolutely. That doesn't mean you can't win. Take a look at Conway Farms where we're playing the BMW Championship. You've had Zach Johnson win, who is definitely not a long hitter on tour. And you've had Jason Day win here, who is absolutely one of the longer hitters on tour. There's a lot of ways to get to the finish line. I think that a long hitter has a greater margin for error. For instance, you can win an NBA championship without a great rebounder, but your margin for error, you know, you have to be really good in other areas to overcome that. Jordan Spieth gives up yards off the tee. On the other hand, both Dustin and Justin are not as good around the greens as Jordan is. There's always a trade-off. If there wasn't that trade-off, if Jordan was a combination of shorter than the best players out here and not as good a short game, it wouldn't be challenging, but he's able to overcome with what he knows. And I would tell you this, Jordan is as good as any player I have ever seen at course management. And I used to think course management meant playing down the right-hand side of the fairway to a left-hand hole location, created that angle. The more I watch out here, the more I think course management is knowing your game and playing to the strengths of your game. And that sounds so easy. That is really difficult to do, to look at your game very honestly and say, you know what? I can take on that bunker. I can carry it 220 in the air. I've done it before. You've done it before, but maybe you only do it like 2 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Well, it's very tempting to go ahead and go for that big drive or go for the green where you know that you can do it. But to be able to step back and say, let's lay up and play to the strength of my game, which is wedge, and do that, that is really, really difficult. And Jordan is really good at it.
Before we let you go, because I know you got to get out on the course and you got to walk around a little bit and check everything out, a sleeper for this week? Is there anybody that we're not thinking of outside of the normal names?
Okay, so I think this is a player that's going to be a superstar who's just learning how to play and is maturing. Tony Finau out of Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Really long hitter. He has a greater margin for error than others because he's hitting with so many wedges in. He has to be able to dial in his wedges. I think he's at a similar junction of his game as a Dustin was a couple years ago. Once he figures out how to control his wedge, to flight it, and to dial in a number, he's going to be a superstar out here.
How's Lou Holtz?
Lou Holtz is good. You know, I felt so bad for him because, you know, it was 2 years ago. His house down in Orlando gets hit by lightning. And he has to move out for a year and a half. And now he's right in the path of the hurricane. The house wasn't affected, but I'll tell him you said hello.
Okay, do that. Thank you, Freddie. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right.
Thanks for asking.
Have a great week. Fred Albers with PGA Tour Radio. And it's going to be an interesting week, Frank, to see. He mentioned Tony Finau. Tony Finau, for people that aren't following as much as we do, Tony Finau is every bit as long as Dustin Johnson off the tee.
Oh, yeah.
He is scary long when you watch Tony Finau hit the ball. And he's right. Once Dustin Johnson figured out, man, you know what? If I can hit wedges when all these other guys are hitting 7 irons, I have a huge advantage. And let me work on my wedges and my putting, my chip. And he's done that. And now he sees the number one golfer in the world. Finau is, again, if they played together, they would be side by side in almost every fairway. And maybe Finau would even outdrive him in a number because he's kind of got the same build. They're both about 6'3", 6'4", lean. Yeah. And just crank the ball. So those bunkers, those hazards that are 300 yards out that you have to carry, that most of us are like, I just want to get to that point on my second shot. They can carry those 300 yard. It's a whole different game.
Yeah,
so that's a good call. I mean, Tony Finau.
Yeah, that was a good call. I stayed very quiet because y'all were rolling, and I love listening to Fred. I listen to him every week on PGA Tour Radio when I'm not working the tournament. So, Tony Finau, by the way, met him 2 years ago at the Players' Championship. Had an opportunity to spend some time with him. And, you know, you see him and he looks a little intimidating. You know, he really does. Looks like he could be a little mean or aloof. He is singularly one of the nicest young men I've ever met. He was just warm, Mr. Bassett, I said, call me Frank. He said, well, Mr. Bassett. He was so nice and just so unpretentious whatsoever. So, yeah, I wish him all the best. He's a fine man and looking forward to watching him for a lot of years.
And you know what? Tony Finau has another famous connection. His cousin is Jabari Parker.
Yes.
Jabari Parker is with Milwaukee Bucks. Jabari Parker plays with Milwaukee Bucks and they're cousins.
Yep. Yeah.
So Tony Finau has he wasn't the number one pick in the draft, but he was a second pick in the draft like 4 years ago out of Duke. Jabari Parker was. So, Fino's probably got some basketball skills in him as well. We know that DJ is a very good basketball player.
Hell yeah.
He dunk and everything. So some of the, we've talked about this before. There's really good athletes on the PGA Tour, and that wasn't always the case.
No.
You had really good golfers,
no,
but they weren't necessarily athletes in other sports that chose golf. Those guys just, that's the only game they played was golf. A lot of these other guys, if it wasn't golf, they'd probably be playing Major League Baseball or maybe the NBA or doing other things. And certainly we know Tiger is a phenomenal athlete, was when he was healthy. Jordan Spieth. Matter of fact, there's a question I'd like to find out. I'm going to try to find out this week. Remember a couple of weeks ago when he jumped out of a bunker, was trying to watch his shot. I believe it might have been at the Northern Trust. But he hit a bunker shot by the green, and he kind of jumped. And I think it was maybe it was Faraday or McCord. I think maybe McCord was looking at his jump, and he said, well, that's pretty good elevation. I think he could dunk. And Jim Nance was like, hey, just because you see him jump out of the sand doesn't mean he can dunk. And so they kind of had a little debate whether Jordan could dunk or not. I was like, you know, I'm going to find that out.
I was listening to our
I'm going to try to find out if Jordan Spieth can dunk.
Well, Jordan Spieth, let me tell you.
He's a pretty good athlete himself.
His brother.
Got a brother who plays college basketball.
Yeah, big time. Brown, big time athlete.
He played college, and now he's out. Yeah, now he's out, and he's playing. I think he might end up in Europe.
Yeah.
But he was playing with the Dallas Mavericks, since they're from Dallas. He was playing with the Dallas Mavericks Summer League team.
Yeah.
I think it's Steven Spieth is his brother. And so he was playing at that level, and I think now he may go play in Europe. So yeah, I'm sure Jordan and his brother have played a lot of pickup games in the driveway. So I'm saying Spieth can dunk. We'll see. I'll find out.
We'll find out at his family foundation event. We'll all be there again this year, thanks to all of our friends. And we haven't given a shout out to Azalea House. Hello, boys. I just want to say hi to all the guys at Azalea, Marcus, Billy, Chris, everybody. We'll be together again soon, so that'll be fun. And haven't said a shout out to Omni Hotels, the official hotel sponsor for Golf Talk America. For the Tour Championship at Eastlake, we'll be at the Omni CNN Center. Go online and check it out, man. What a cool place. I'm going to go see if I can meet Wolf.
Yeah.
I want to meet Wolf.
Yeah, because he has nothing else going on.
Maybe I'll do the weather on CNN. I'll call you and tell you what time they're going to let me do a cameo. Yeah. Jump into the studio or get on CNN radio.
Speaking of the weather, Atlanta got hit.
They did.
Atlanta got hit pretty bad.
But they were well prepared. The grounds
team,
they had over 80 people out there working that thing. They took down roofs off of hospitality tents. They boarded up like you were boarding up homes in Florida. They were out there the next day, cleaned up the light debris. It's perfect. They're ready to go. But the damn hurricane's still here in Nashville. Okay, I'm sorry for the words, but it's still here. It's still pouring down rain out here.
Yeah.
So I can't get out and play golf. I'm missing a golf tournament and missing golf at the same time. So short of waterlogged, just me and Bokey watching Stephen King movies together. It's anyway, in all seriousness, thanks to Omni Hotels.
Frank,
for
sure. I think it'll be fun. That'll be next week.
Next week,
my mom for hosting us. Mom's the official sponsor of Golf Talk America here at Conway Farms.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, absolutely.
So Jan Matthews B&B is hosting
going
this
to Airbnb
week at the,
and look up Mom Matthews.
No, don't do that. Jeez, just me. I'm the only one who gets a room. Nobody else.
Okay, I hear you. So, well, tell me about your digs. I mean, tell me about the media center. What's it like? What's the food like? What's going on there?
It's not much different. Let's see. I can ask my son. You ask my son. He's next to us right here.
Yeah. Has he got to have a headset on?
What the food's been like? Let's see what he's got to say about this.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Logan. Put these on. Let's talk food here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
My son Logan Matthews making his network debut here.
Yeah. Here you go.
Can you hear?
Can you hear me?
Let me turn you up there.
Yeah,
a little
turn
bit.
His volume up on the microphone. There you go.
Say hi, Logan.
How are we doing? Can you hear me?
Hey, Logan. Yeah. We can hear you. How you doing, buddy?
There's Logan.
All right, Frank, good. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, your dad says that he shot in the 60s the past 2 days. Is that true?
Oh, man. you might have to add a few more to that, I'd say.
Maybe a few more.
Definitely played well, but
not many more.
I don't know if that's quite accurate.
Not many more. He did say he shot 77, 78.
Frank always wants to know what the media food's like. How's the food here?
How's the food?
Oh, man, we had a burger yesterday. Burger was pretty good. Today I had a panini, actually. Probably a little bit better today. Yesterday wasn't as many people in here, but I'd say definitely today the spread was definitely appealed to me. I had a great time eating the food in there and kind of mingling with some people. So I definitely give the food a pretty high grade.
And you get some desserts too, right?
Yeah, some cookies and some brownies and stuff like that.
They're taking care of us, Frank. You know, the tour always takes care of us.
It does. The PGA Tour is great, and the Western Golf Association is great. So
food's always good. And
the coffee is good. Logan's had like three cups of coffee. I don't know what's with Logan. What's with you and the coffee?
Logan has a better radio voice than you do.
We got up early.
Logan has a better radio voice than
you do. He does.
Yeah, he does. Listen to that.
He does. He's smarter. He's more handsome. He's taller.
Wow.
Why am I here? Why am I even here? I might just,
you're trying to prop me
back out here just and let you guys take over.
No, I don't think so.
No, we got up early for golf this morning. So Logan has had a lot of coffee because he's not used to getting up
early. I get up early, but
like 5:45.
Pretty early wake up.
5:45.
We had a good time playing.
So Logan, have you gone out to the, been on the practice tee looking at any of the players pound balls? Who have you seen?
Yeah, we did yesterday. So actually, we went on the driving range yesterday, and Ricky was sitting out there, so we got to watch Ricky play. Phil was out there a little bit, kind of hitting some balls on the range. So it was actually pretty cool to be kind of up close and seeing them put on quite a show out there. I'm sure they were kind of just messing around, but some of the best shots I've definitely seen in a long time. So I had a great time doing that.
And, outside of mine, you mean?
Outside of yours, yep.
Yeah, okay.
That's true. Yeah. But it was great to get to see those guys up close, and like I said, they have a lot of stuff going on out here. So it's been a great time both yesterday and today. I've had a blast.
Isn't it interesting though when you out there close to those guys and you hear the impact of that club and the ball? It's just a different sound,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's incredible. Yeah, it's incredible. Like I was a baseball player growing up, so it's the same kind of thing when I go watch up close a baseball game and the ball off the bat just sounds so much different with those pro hitters, and it's the same way here with the golfers. It sounds so much different than anything I'm definitely used to, and even though my dad had some good swings, unfortunately he won't like to hear it, but it definitely sounds different than when he gets
it. Are you saying I'm not as good as Ricky Fowler?
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much.
That hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts.
No. Hey, listen, Logan, by the way,
before
we all get out of here, your dad can order you a new BMW right there on site.
That's what I was told, so that's why I'm here. So the coffee's keeping me up, and I'm hoping that by the time we leave, it might be out in the parking lot. So I'll keep my fingers crossed, that's for sure.
Frank, you were just creating more problems every minute you're on here with me.
You know, I got to tell you.
Why did I think this was going to be a good idea?
I told my little goddaughter years ago, I whispered to her, I said, here's what you do. I gave her a tube of toothpaste, and I said, go write, I love you, Mommy, on the wall, in the hall. And she did it. I was joking, and she did it. How are you going to punish a kid? See, I've always stirred up stuff all
See?
My life. See, how are you going to punish a child?
You have.
You know, you can't.
Punish you. You're the one who told her to do it.
I got in a lot of trouble over that, by the way. So, yeah, there you go. Anyway,
what's for lunch tomorrow, Logan? Any idea? That's right. Logan, any idea of the menu for tomorrow?
I do not know, but I'm looking forward to it.
He knows he's going to be here. Whatever.
It is entertaining to hear you talk, but the food is pretty good.
Well, you need to make sure you introduce Logan to the PGA Tour radio team. I mean, if Fred's there, I guess, is Doug Bell there? Who's on the staff this week? Do we know?
No, Luke's here.
Luke Elvey.
Yeah, Luke's here.
Got to get Luke on the air with
us. Luke is here. And we'll get him. I'm going to try to see him. We'll get him on tomorrow with
Luke.
Us. And then we also have, who else is over there? I'm trying to see.
I don't know who else. I haven't looked at the email.
I'll look. Yep, I'll see too. I'm not sure right now. But Fred was awesome. So, yeah.
Fred's always good.
Logan's got a future.
Yeah.
Logan's got a future.
Logan sounds good on the air.
When I can't make the show, we'll have Logan fill in.
Works for me.
And give you baseball play-by-play. He loves the Cubs, Frank, just so you know.
Who?
If you want to talk Cubs,
who?
Then
I'm
all day long. All day. Yeah. We can both put our headphones down and say, Logan, tell us what's going on with the Cubs.
Oh,
and you and I can go take like a 15-minute
break. Oh,
that's
like Earl Forsey and the Nats. Okay, I got you.
It is. Or the Redskins. It's kind of
the
same thing with Logan and the Cubs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we walk away and we're all done because he'll break it down. So.
Well, you boys have a lot of fun up there.
Well, that's about it.
I wish I was there with you.
Yeah, so. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
It has been a good time. We do have a good time here, and we'll be back with everybody tomorrow. But let's turn some music on. I think it's time for us to wrap
what
this
kind of
puppy
music?
Up.
What do you want to hear,
Logan? You have anything else, Logan? You want to talk about?
I'm good. I'm gonna go get another cookie.
Another cookie.
Have fun, fellas.
So. That's all you need. All right. Hey, I'd like to thank everybody for helping us out today. That includes Will Backus, brand manager with Canoes, Golf Shoes, Fred Alberts with PGA Tour Radio, and, of course, Vince Pellegrino, who is the tournament director here at the BMW Championship. We'll be back with you tomorrow from Conway Farms. For Frank Bassett and Logan Matthews, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks so much for being with us, and join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.